Isha Bialmo. Mashenke, before he got married at all, he's looking around for Shidduchim. And before he finds his wife, he tells the Seifa, he has to say, write me up a get right now, that any lighter that I'll marry later, I want to have the get ready to be used. Such a case, the locher is ain't get. That get is not chal. Mepnei shein biyod lagarsha. It's not called written l'shmo. Since at the time when the Seifa wrote the get, he did not have a wife yet. There's nobody to use it for. It's not called written l'shmo. That's not called a good get. Only if you already have a wife, then it's called the good get, written l'shmo. Now the Gemara says like this. Boyi Rami Bachom. Rami Bachom has a question like this. Le'yevim toy mahu. What's going to be, again, your brother died, and his wife now is zochik libim to you. So the Yavim now goes to his Yavama, and he writes her a get. And he says like this, I want this get to be chal after I make nisuyim with you. After I make the B, after I make Yibum, I want this get to be chal. What's the locha? Mahu. Since Lamaisa, there's Zika right now, even though you didn't marry her yet. But as soon as your brother dies, there's Zika's Yibum. Is Karasasa Damya. Maybe she's considered like Yarusa. And therefore a get would be good. Oidilma, maybe no. Kivun Layavod Vamaimer. Lamaisa, your brother died, and you didn't do anything to her yet. You did not even make Maimer yet. So since you did not make any Kedushin, Zika alone is not really like Kedushin. So if you give her a get right now, it means nothing. So therefore, maybe this get cannot be written l'shmo, loy, it should not be good, tekel, marabalized by Suffolk. So partially the shiner is, that though we say, yay, zikois, that she's a little bit attached to you, how strong is that zika? Is that zika strong enough to say that you could write a get l'shmo, considered like she's your wife enough now that you write a get l'shmo? Well, no, l'maisi, she's not your wife yet, you didn't make a bia yet, so right now if you write the get, right now it's a get shalei l'shmo, it's not a good get to be used later. That that we say here, you can give a get to Yavama, that's only with the Rabbonin. With the Rabbonin, Avada, the get would be enough to say you can make give me out to make chalitza. But here we want to know the person wrote the get now, not to be used now. He has in mind to be miyabimah. But he wants to have the get written now to use later after that she's his real wife, that the get should be chal midiraisa. That's the suffix in the Gemara. Maybe that's not called a good get. Since Lamaisa, she's not your wife right now, you can't write it l'shmur. Smur blaz batekel. Boyi Rav Chanina, Chinuch Lesha Shara like this. Boyi Rav Chananya. Chananya has a question like this. Kosav get lisi kosai. Again, your brother died, his wife is zokuk leibim to you. You have a yavama. You went and you wrote a get to her, and you said clearly this get is only lisi kosai. There's a din zika. For loyla mamaroi. In other words, what you did was, first you went to the yavama and you made maimu with her. You made a kedushin mid the rabbonin, like Rashi before said, mid the yirais the kedushin is not chal because she's an heir for the gracious ach, until you make bia. But you did, you gave a kesef kedushin, you made a kedushin mid the rabbonin. So the din is now you're supposed to give her a get if you want to give a chalitza later. So now what you did is you gave her a get, but you said clearly the get should only be for the zika and not for the maimer, or else the opposite way. After you made maima with the yivama, you gave her a get, and you said, I want this get only to help for the maima, for the kedushin that I made on you, and not for the original zika that I have with you. Mao, is that called the good get or not, even with Rabbonin? What's the shaila? Maima riloya zika karamya. Do we say that when your brother dies, his wife is zika, she's zokuk to you? Zika, we're learning now, is called the niksat kinyan. She's a little bit yours. Now, when you made Maimer, you extended that kinyan and you made it into a kinyan kedushim the rabbanin. So it's called the Maimer, like adding on to the Zika. It's like one big kinyan now. Therefore, if you gave her a get only for half of the business, either for the Zika part or else for the Maimer part, it's like a chatzi isha. And gershon is not chal. When you give your wife a get, you have to be megarish your whole wife. You can't be megarish half of a wife. See, Lamaisa, when your brother dies, first there's Zika. Zika means you're attached to her a little bit. Now you went with the Rabbanan and gave her Kesef Kedushin, you made a Kedushin with the Rabbanan. You added on to that Kinyan. So one way to look at it is it's one big Kinyan now. The Zika and the Maimah together, you have one big Kinyan Ishus with her. So if you want to give her a get now, the get has to be written to her, totally, for her Zika and for a Maimah. Here that you wrote the get only for half, maybe it's Daimah to a Chatzah Isha, it's about Megaris, Chatzah Isha, Le'yosav Le'klum, nothing is Chal. Oidoma, maybe no. Hai l'chudei koi, vai l'chudei koi. Each one is separately, one has nothing to do with the other. Zika could be a svar and diraisa. As soon as your brother dies, his wife is attached to you a little bit. Nogei to do the mitzvah yibum. not that she's really your wife, it's not a real ishus, it's a din zika. That lady you go and make maimer, that's a new type of a kinyan. That's a kinyan kedushin. So maybe one has nothing to do with the other. Therefore, you could give a get, each one separately. That's the shayla. So the Mara, v'tiv should lay mid the Rava. Why aren't you pushing the shayla from Rava? The Yama Rava, Rava said like this, Nosan get lama maroi, hut ratzurasi. If you give a get for your maimer, in other words, you made maimer, your brother had two wives, and one brother made maimer with one. And then he gave a get only lama maroi. The locher is hut ratzurasi. You're allowed to be miyabim the tzara. So what do you see? That the get helps just for the maimer and not for the zika. Because if you would give the get for zikosoi, that's the beginning of the mishnah, the first parak here, that a get helps. If you go to Yavam and you give her a get for the zika, midirabbanan, now it's like a chalitza, and you can't be miyabim anymore. But over here, what you did was you gave the get only for the maimer that you made in one. So you see, you can make get just to take away the maimer, but the zika still remains. Therefore, the maimer, the tzarasa, the second wife, you're allowed to be miyabim. So you see, Rabbah holds each one separately could be chal. So Gemara says, "Nachnami, l'rova takap shitalei, but l'rav chanan yami boyin lei mai teku." Chanan takap by a shaila. That was a shaila. Can you, in such a case where you give maimer to your yivama, and now you want to give a get just to take off the maimer, but to remain the zika still there that you give a miyabim the other wife? That's a shahi. Chanan yablai by a suffik. Even though Rava was poshut avad, he could do that. Each one separately, you can give a get just for the maimer, or a get just for the zika. Right, then the Mishnah says, cholatz v'yosa maimer. Let's say first you gave a yivama chalitza, and then you miyabima, or miyabim the other one. Our Mishnah says what? Ein acha chalitza klum. Once you give your yivama chalitza, that's it. You can't be make maimer anymore. Kedushin is not chal. Even though the maestro, after you give chalitza, all she is only a chayv elavin. The klal is kivan shalei bona shub la yivna. If you give you yivama chalitza, she's only yosatu with a chayv elavin. Still, our Mishnah says after that, if you mekadisha, the kedushin is not chal. I usually chayv elavin kedushin is chal. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Zudib Rebbe Kiva. Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Kiva Shita. The Amar Rebbe Kiva always says, Ein kedushin tevsa mechayv elavin. Hey, Nechanami. Even though a chalutza, she's only yosa to you, only yosa to you with a lav, but Rebbe Kiva holds, kedushin is not chal with chayv elavin. Therefore, once you give you yavam a chalitza, after that you can't do anything. If you make a maimer, a kedushin, kedushin is not chal. Avu chachom maimer, chachom say, though, no, you should know, yesh acha chalitza klum. There is such a thing. Even after you give you yavam a chalitza, she's only yosa to you with a regular lav. And the loch is, if you mekadesh a chayv elavin, kedushin is chal. True, you have to give her a get later. You're not going to live with her, but I call upon the kedushin is chal. So the Gemara, O mi matzis muk, mis loch Rebbe Kiva, can you say our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Kiva Shita? For a ketoni reishi, we learned in the Mishnah like this, the beginning of the Mishnah like this. Nosan get, you gave a get to your yivama. V'yosa maimer, and then you made a maimer, the kedushin of the rabbonin, mashmer kedushin is chal. Because the Lachrit says, Tzricha get, you have to give her another get for this maimer. V'chalitza, and you have to give the chalitza also. Now, v'Rebbe Kiva, if you want to sell Mishnah Gozal Kodam Kiva, Kivan d'yoiv lo get. Since she gave her a get first, so the moral havimina is, a get is like chalitza. And once you gave a chalitza, she's also with a chayv elav and timbik mekadisha. So how come the maimer is chal? For the Gemara, mima hamiba maimer? Is the maimer chal after you gave your yavama a get? But Tanya, we learned like this, Rabbi Kiva Reimer. Minayin l'noisen get li'yavimtoi. How do we know that if you give you yavamer a get? You didn't give a chalitz, you only gave her a get. So we'll soon see the maskon avadim midiraisa get means nothing, it's only midirabonin. But the other meaning is, no, even midiraisa get means something. Because the dashin's a posik, shenetzrolov. That if you give you yavamer a get, you're also to her. Olamis. She's like a chayv elav and you can never marry her anymore. Shenem the Pasuk says, Lo yucho baila rishna shel sholcho. Ach ha-shiluach. The first husband, after he sent her away, can't take her back anymore. And what is it talking about? Om Rav Ashi. So Rabbi Kiva Dashin, this Pasuk is talking about in this case, in a case where you gave you Yavam or a get, the get is chal, that you're not allowed to marry her anymore. So if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, how could our Mishnah say, after you give you Yavam or a get, if you give a maimer, the maimer is chal, that you have to give her another get? Why? According to Rabbi Kiva, after you gave her the first get, she's also to you with a chayv elavin. So the second maimer should not be chal. Come to Gemara Poshid, Amar Rabashi, get Yevomen Midrabonin. That that a get helps by Yevomen Zavad is only Midrabonin. Ukros Machta the Yalmo. That that the Bekiv Vadashin is supposed to Gavad is only Midrabonin. But Avad Midiraisa, get means nothing. Therefore, if you give Yevomen a get, she's mutter to you. So therefore, if you make a Maimer afterwards, the Kedushin is Chal, Midrabonin, you have to give her another get. The Gemara Tanya Nam Yochav, we don't like this also. Tanya Nam Yochav, the word Omar Rebbe. Our Mishnah that says after you give chalitza, nothing is chal after you give chalitza. Maimer is not chal anymore. Goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. Show you oyster chalutza kerva. Rabbi Kiva Shita is a chayvi lav is like an erva. If you give chalitza, she's an oser to you with a lav. She's like an erva. Kedushin is not chal. Avu chacham maimer the chom shita is yesh acha chalitza klum. You should know after you give chalitza, it is chal. She's only a lav and a chayv a lav and kedushin is chal. V'aniyomer, Rebbe says that v'aniyomer, I say, hey, Mosai, when do I say that the maimer is chal? Bisman shekid shel shomishes. Only if you mekadesha al manas to make her your wife. What happened? You gave her yevam a chalitza. When you give her chalitza, it takes off the zika totally. She's not a yevamer anymore. So Mela, true, she's chayv a lav and to marry her. But if you go and marry her now, kedushin is chal. What type of a kedushin? A regular kedushin l'shemishes. Avo kitchel shem yevamis, but if you wanted to only be mekadesha, but Torah she's still yevama, ain't nachach chalitza klum. Then even according to Chum, it's called like a mekach tois. Like you think after chalitza there's still some zika there, she's still yevama. You want to be mekadesha yevama? That's not true. After chalitza she's not yevama anymore. See, if you kavon you're making the gedushin of l'shem yevamis, ain't nachach chalitza klum. Then it's not chal. Tan yidduch learned not like this. Another brisa that hachonestly of him to give you yevam a chalitza the chos of a kitcha. Then you want to be mekadesha. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says like this, the same thing. In kitcha l'shem ishus, if you have in mind now to take like a new wife, tzricha menaget havadu b'tzchal midiraisa. Even though she's a chayv elavin to you, kedushin is chal a chayv elavin. But if you do it l'shem yevamos, if you only want to make him kadosh, because you think she's still your yevama, ain't tzricha menaget. The get is not chal. It's like a maker toys. That's Rebbe Shita. V'chachomim ayim v'chachom say they'll know that bein shekitch l'shem ishus, bein shekitch l'shem yevamos, tzricha menaget doesn't make a difference. L'maisa, you want to be mekadosh, and l'maisa she's only a chayv elavin to you. So kedushin is chal. Even though you want to be Mekadosh of a Torah, say Yevama, so what? Lamaisi, you gave a Chalitza, she's not a Yevama anymore. But Lamaisi, you have that to be Mekadosh, the Kedushin is Chal. Omer Rav Yosef, my time with the Rebbe, Sechur HaChom Sheet is very good. You have that to Mekadosh, the Kedushin is Chal. What's the time of Rebbe? So Gemara says, also Koide V'nichti Ager. It's like you're plowing on a Ger's Nechosim. Notice when a Ger dies, it's like Hefka. Whoever is carrying it first keeps it. So you're plowing on his nechosim, but in a case where you think it belongs to you, you're not kainah. Even though you're doing a maisa kinyan, but since you think it's yours, you have no das to be kainah, therefore the kinyan is not chal. So Mara says, omalei abaya, me dummy, what kind of sushka? It's not like our case here. Hosam loika mechava lemikna. Over here, if you think the nechosim belongs to you, if you think this karka, this ground belongs to you already, that's why you're not kainah, because you don't have das to be kainah at all. But over here you gave a chalitza. Now you go to be mekadesha. So you have das to be mekadesha. What's the difference if you have das as b'teros yevamis or b'teros ishus? L'maisa, you have das to make a kedushin right now. Holy damit is only doimel at this case. L'yoyde b'nichte gerzeh. That one ger died and you're plowing on his karka. Uksava shoger acher. You have das to be kainerit. Just you think it belongs to the other ger. Is who the koni avad you kainerit? Because the maisa, you have das to be kind of this karka. So the karka becomes yours. So here also, since you have das to be mekadesha, havad the kedusha should be chal. Elohim Rabbi Abai says like this, Hocher v'mayaski, no, we're talking about over here, his havad in a regular case, if you give chalitza, even if you mekadesha l'shem yevamis, havad the kedusha is chal. So what's Rabbi's din? Chagoyin di omalo his kachili b'may mi yevamin. You spoke out clearly that I want to be mekadesha you now with maimer of yevamin. So Rebbe Savar, Maimer Eloi Zika. Rebbe holds, what's always the side of Maimer? Maimer is not like Stam Akinyan Kedushin by itself. It's always attached to the Zika. It's like since you have Zika there ready, now the Maimer goes on top of that. Karamya.
Melo over here, v'yosta chalitza avkosa lezika. When you first gave a chalitza, it takes away all the zika. So Melo, if you want to make a kedusha now, l'shem yivamin, a mimer, mimer can't be chal, because Rabbi Shita is mimer always goes on top of the zika. Here that there's no more zika, you can't make a mimer yivamin anymore. For Rabbon and Sabi, what's the Rabbon and Shita? No, hay l'chudikoi, v'hay l'chudikoi. So each one is separately, there's true, there's zika, but mimer is a separate kinyan by itself. So Melo, mi koro, it's beginning. When she was your Yavama, and you said, I want to be Mekadosh you now with the Kedushin of Yavamin. It's Chal. Hashtanami now also, even though you gave the Chalitza, there's no more Zika, so what? Mahanya. Lamaisi is saying you want to be Mekadosh, you're making Kedushin with her. What's the difference if you say it's Kedushin Yavamin, even though there's no Zika? But Maimer always does not go on top of Zika, it's a Kenyan by itself. Here also it's Chal. So that's the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rav Ramarava says no. Idiom alova maimer yivamin. If we would speak out clear that I want to be mekadosh you with a maimer that yivamin is used in mekadosh rit, his kuliyam aloy pligidim hani. Everybody holds it will be good because the maimer is a kinyan by itself. V'ocha b'mayaskin and k'goyin dekom aloy is kachli bezikas yivamin. You spoke out clearly. I want this kedushin to be chal upon the zikas yivamin. So Rabbi holds usually.